Hi, people. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And today we're going to be having on Payman Mojtehada. He's the host, president of, he's the host for the upcoming conference on March 7th, the Justice and Freedom Conference, March 9th through the 11th in Irvine, California. And he's the president of Freedom Law School, and he will share how you can live free of the IRS harassment and robbery with knowledge, preparation, and support, which will be covered at the conference. And there's going to be a ton of people there. Dave Wellington, Sean O'Connor. I'm not sure. Some of this stuff has to be updated, but this is where it was at when the flyer went out. And Payman will be able to tell you a little bit more about who's actually going to be there, because I know some guests have been added. And some have actually not able to make it. I'm not sure, but Payman will tell us about that. But April Gallup was on the show last week, along with Rabbi Weiss. And if you didn't hear that show, the archives will be back up shortly. But Stephen Jones, I believe, is supposed to be there. April Gallup, she was injured by the explosion at the Pentagon on September 11th. April will share what she saw in the Pentagon hole that the major media and the 911 Commission have refused to tell you. Webster Tarpley, author of 911 Synthetic Terror, which Amazon.com reviewer has described as the strongest of the 770-plus books that they have reviewed at Amazon that connects the 911 dots for you in person. Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, or Jason Abermes, one of the three, or maybe all three. Dave Von Kleist, Kevin Barrett, William Blum, who's the ex-U.S. State Department employee and author of many books on CIA drug trafficking, assassination, death squads, torture, and coups since World War II. He will give you a clear view of what the politicians and CIA have been doing with your tax money in your name. Kevin Barrett's been on his program before. Dr. Joyce Riley, Dave Von Kleist's better half, has been on the show also. Dylan Avery's been on this show also before. Webster Tarpley. And, of course, as I mentioned, April Gallup. We've had Doug Rocky. He's going to be there. He was the U.S. Army's health physicist, expert on depleted uranium. Payman will be up here in a couple minutes after this initial break. But there will also be Steve Hempfling, Robert Lawrence, and Robert's going to be on the program right after. He's actually in the green room right now along with Payman. And later on in the show, we will have Mark Anderson from the AFP, who will also be at the conference, along with Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, who was on the program last week, and Joseph Bannister, who was ex-IRS gun-carrying special agent of the IRS, and he will share how he quit the IRS after the IRS failed to show him a law that requires Americans to file and pay income tax. IRS failed to silence Bannister by criminally prosecuting him. They tried to pull him up on Coast Guard Island up in San Francisco. I think it was Treasure Island. And if you look at what the background is with the Coast Guard and their ties to the Revenue Service and the IRS and more, you will not, you will see why. And Mark Anderson, who will be on in the second hour, he's actually going to be in the green room listening in for the last 20 minutes of this show. He's a reporter with American Free Press, largest independent weekly paper in America. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. We'll be right back.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Eric Schein. And payments coming on, and it's in regards to the Freedom Law School's 2007 Justice and Freedom Conference, which will be held March 9th through the 11th. And all of the many guests or speakers that I have mentioned will be there. And some of the highlights, what is the purpose of the U.S. Constitution? What does the U.S. Constitution say about the income tax? And there's some really strong case law on this also. That's gone all the way up to the Supreme Court. What powers and restrictions are placed upon the U.S. and state governments by the U.S. Constitution? Do you know what your God-given constitutional rights are? Plus much, much more. Prepaid prices by March 1st are 1 to 4 tickets, $40 each, 5-plus tickets at $30 each. At-the-door prices, 1 through 4 tickets at $50 each, 5-plus tickets at $40 each. And I think last year they were sold out. But let me go ahead and welcome. And you can also go to, real quick, www.livefreenow.org. And we're going to have payment. Oh, Willie Rodriguez is also supposed to be there, hopefully, with the, you know, blessings of God and others. I believe that is still, and a payment will clear this up for us. But also, American Free Press, you can go to www.americanfreepress.net, The Power Hour, www.thepowerhour.com, Free Enterprise Society, www.freeenterprisesociety.com, www.911sharethetruth.com, www.addictedtowar.com, Jeff Rentz's radio show, www.rentz.com, and the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 911 Truth, which is www.mujca.com. And you can find that out by calling 760-868-4271 if you missed any of that information, or go to www.livefreenow.org, and most of that stuff should be posted on there. Payman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric, for having me on your program.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming. So I'm turning it over to you, and you're going to tell me about this exciting conference that's coming up here very, 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 very soon. In the next couple of weeks, and I mean, I've been to, I think, one or two of them. I'm not sure. I believe it's actually been two now. And there's a lot of people that go there.
Yes, it is. We've been having these annual Freedom Conferences since 1999, and the 2007 Justice and Freedom Conference. It looks like it's going to be the biggest one we ever have had, because, as you said, we have seven some of the very best speakers on the issue of what really happened on 9/11, four on the issue of income tax, two on the issue of war and U.S. foreign policy, and as well.
Is Willie going to be there? Willie going to be there?
Willie's going to be there for sure. All of our speakers are confirmed. All of them at the time of coming are coming. There's been no last-minute cancellations or changes, which, of course, from time to time that does happen. But it looks
have
like
you added anybody?
Pardon me?
Have you added anybody?
No, we haven't had anybody yet. We may have possibly Aaron Russo also,
who's
the director and producer of America from Freedom to Fascism, also there at the conference as well. He may be
You're
going to
air the movie too, right?
We are going to air his movie during one of the lunch periods. We are also going to air two other movies about 9/11 as well. One is 9/11 Mysteries, and the other one is Pentagon.
Are you going to have any of, are you going to have any of Alex Jones's, like, Terror Storm or anything like that?
No, none of those are right now scheduled. And for your confirmation, all the three creators and producers of 9/11 Loose Change there are scheduled to be there as well. Originally,
oh, great, all three,
coming.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're all going to be in Los Angeles, and they said that they're all going to stop by.
Cool, so they may be there all together at any given time or separately?
Yes, any given time or separately. We still don't know about that, but they're going to be only 45 minutes away from the conference, so their appearance sometime during the conference should be a fact.
Great. Do you want to go into any of the, I don't want to say not just the highlights, but any of the individuals that people should look forward to, whether it be Bannister, if they've seen him, speak before, or there's Kevin Barrett, I'm sure. I don't think anybody's, very few people have probably seen him speak. Webster Tarpley, he's awesome. Some people have seen him. I think he was at the 9/11 L.A. Commission, Truth Commission or whatever, that Stephen Jones and others are at. And same thing even with Stephen Jones. If you haven't seen him speak or even listened to him on the radio, doing it in person is an entirely different experience.
Exactly. That's the whole issue. Some of these speakers people have heard about, but it's one thing to hear about them or watch a DVD of them, and a whole different thing to see them in person. And here we got close to 20 of the top speakers, leaders, movers and shakers of the truth in government, justice and freedom movement in America. And the whole issue is that people want to be there in person to meet these guys. We will probably provide some kind of a broadcast of the conference as well. We haven't confirmed those technicalities yet. But if people can come out there, the Atrium Hotel where the conference is taking place is right across the street from Orange County Airport. So from wherever people are flying in, the hotel will pick them up from the airport at no charge. The hotel has a very good rate of $99 a night, so people can afford it. And we can arrange
the Atrium. That's the Atrium Hotel, right?
Atrium Hotel, that's correct.
And the number for that is 949-833-2770, and the address is 18700 MacArthur Boulevard, Irvine, California. And they can, again, contact you at the 760-868-4271 or go to www.livefreenow.org.
That is correct. That is correct. So if people want, we will be happy to send them the beautiful, big color brochure of the conference with a color picture of all of our speakers so they can show it to friends, neighbors, and invite them to come. You just got to give us a call at 760-868-4271. Other than that, they can go to our website, www.livefreenow.org. Just like it sounds, livefreenow.org, to get more information.
You're also renting table space or booth space. What is it, $350 a table and $250 or $250 a table, and if you get more, it's $150 each additional?
It's $350 for the first table for vendors, and additional tables are $250. And okay. We might have a big conference where all the some of the tables may be on the inside, some may be on the outside. If the conference gets to be over sold, we have to just put everybody on the outside, all the vendors. But the vending area will be right outside the conference area, so it'll be easy for everybody to meet all the vendors and check them out.
Yeah, and when you say vendors, I mean it's basically anybody who is part of quote unquote the truth movement who wants to, you know, like you've had, I mean, people like Rodney Stitch and others who have been out there fighting the issue with the airline industry and the FAA and more for quite some time, and many, many, many others. They're putting out their wares, their books, their DVDs, their CDs, their information, their, you know, speaking truth to as many people as they possibly can so people are educated about the issues. It's not just about the quote-unquote IRS or the 16th Amendment or what Bill Benson has put out in his two volumes of you know, the 16th Amendment never being passed, and then I believe it was the Secretary of State come out and said that it was passed, and now through a program of intimidation and forced voluntary compliance, they believe that they have created common law to impose upon us a tax that was not created by law.
Yes, there's going to be so many different vendors there, our speakers, so much information available for people, so that's why we do make vendor tables also available so people can share information about their organization, about their books and materials, because this is the biggest kind of a conference, Freedom Conference, in the whole country all year long. That's why people from all across the country fly to come to this big national event. And so when they come to an event like this, they're going to be, you know, having a chance to meet all the different people, all the different information, which otherwise they would not have available to them at one place at their hometown.
Right. Well, let me go ahead and hold on the line, and let me bring Robert Lawrence in, and you can hang out for just a few minutes, and then, you know, if you need to chime in or Robert wants to say something or we get some callers, you can go ahead and throw in when you think it's appropriate. But go ahead and hold on the line. Let me go ahead and bring Robert Lawrence in. And Robert was the IRS charged him with not filing 1040 income tax forms or quote-unquote tax crimes, but later dismissed these charges when they discovered that Robert had actually relied on the instructions of the IRS 1040 booklet and the law, and they didn't want to set good precedents. They're more than willing to set bad precedents and use our Department of Justice and our own resources and taxes to, you know, basically have the United States dancing on all sides of the courts, not only as the quote-unquote third-party neutral, but also standing in stead on both sides of the, quote, you know, quote-unquote adversarial relationship between, say, a defendant and or plaintiff, so that the corporations and the government can create law that protects the organization, the collective, the government, but destroys the individual rights on case by case by case after case basis. And so Robert was actually successful in, you know, standing his ground and fighting not only to protect himself, but what people need to understand is that when he protects himself, he protects all of us. And so I bring Robert on with a great round of applause. And if I had a little bit more high tech, I would go ahead and bring in that applause, but it'll have to be a round of uproarious silent applause for now, but welcome to the show, Robert.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it.
So, Paymon, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Robert. Thanks for asking.
We're looking forward to seeing you in March.
Looking forward to having you speak at our conference.
So anyway,
okay. Now we've all patted each other on the back. we got a commercial break. Robert, hold on. Paymon, hold on. And we'll be right back. This is a Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, host Eric Schein with Paymon Motaheda and also Robert Lawrence on the line, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And I'll throw out that number again, 800-313-9443, and we'll be looking to try to get some calls in later if we can. But it's going to be tight because we're going to be trying to let Robert get heard and also Mark. And Payman, if you would go ahead and chime in whenever you feel necessary on an important point, and I will take the liberty to do so myself. But Robert, I'm just going to hand it over to you and tell us a little bit about your story and what's happened. And make sure you don't tell too much. Or throw out some of those teasers so to bring as many people to the conference as possible.
Okay. Well, excuse me for a minute. I need to silence my son and my dog over here before they make a whole lot of noise here. But anyhow, yeah, I don't want to give away the whole thing of what's going to be disclosed at the conference because there's a lot of new information that's coming down the pipeline even as we're speaking right now that I'll have at the conference. Before I go any further with any of the discussion on the PRA subjects, which was the point of success of my case, I want to give credit where credit is due. To those who are not familiar with the case, there is a legal researcher by the name of Lindsay Springer. And Lindsay has a website. It's called www.penaltyprotester.org. He was the one who connected many of the dots that were relevant to this case. And specifically, the Public Protections Clause found at Title 44, Section 3512, which I'll read here a little later on in this discussion. But Lindsay, through my counsel, Oscar Steele, is the one who really made this whole thing a success. And so my hat's off to Lindsay and to our creator who enlightened, as Lindsay says, directed him to all of this and actually gave him the information. So I want to also, again, give credit, all credit to our Heavenly Father for making sure that all the information was in place at the right time in this case. And as you said, they didn't want to set good precedents. As a matter of fact, in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which we were just at on the 5th of February, the appellate court justice asked the government attorney, he says, "I have a problem." I'm going to paraphrase. I'm not going to quote him directly. But he basically says to him, "I have a problem. you, the government, are claiming that you dismissed two of the allegations, or I'm sorry, dismissed all allegations against Mr. Lawrence because of an accounting error of 2 of 3 years. And he says, he asked the government, he says, wouldn't it have been more appropriate to have dismissed without prejudice, gone back, corrected your indictment, and then come back and retried the defendant with a corrected indictment? And
the government, be double jeopardy.
Well, no. They can dismiss without prejudice because I had not been tried yet. Okay, we had not gone to trial, so I had not technically been tried. They could have dismissed, paid my attorney's fees, and then gone back and got, they've got a term for it, I can't remember what the term the appellate justice used now, but there's a term for using a new indictment, coming back and re-indicting,
right,
and then trying me on those years at that time. And the government attorney said, yes, that would have been more appropriate from his understanding. So the government, the appellate justice then kind of asked him, well, then why did you dismiss with prejudice on all 6 counts? He says, this system doesn't make any sense. And because no one from the local central district U.S. Attorney's Office appeared, they had somebody at the last moment pop in on the case there in Chicago. And you know what his answer was to the reasonings? Now, you would have thought this attorney would have been briefed on everything. His answer was, I don't know why.
He made a mistake.
Yeah, they made a mistake. And so, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know is not sufficient to sustain an argument in public.
Yeah, but also, well, yeah, because ignorance is no supposedly legal defense except for the United States and, you know, criminals acting from under the color of authority or color of law.
Exactly.
Or so they believe, but we know that under, what is it, 42 U.S.C. 1983, they can be prosecuted for acting out of the scope of their authority.
Well, that's true, but that'll be for another day. But, you know, I'm not wanting to give that away either.
Right.
There are some things, shall we say, could possibly be very interesting in the future.
But see, they're not supposed to, because, like, even in my own situation, the quote-unquote Coast Guard has up to 10 years to prosecute people for a charge. And at some point, they're not supposed to be, and first and foremost, much like some of the things going on in the tax or other administrative proceedings, they are not supposed to be taking any life, liberty, or property away from an individual unless they bring valid criminal charges. You know, you've broken a law, rule, or regulation, and bringing you before an independent judiciary, which is Article 3 proceedings.
Right. Well, not only that, but in accordance with the Cheek and Bryan cases, you not only had to be guilty of violating one, but you had to know the section of the rule, code, you know, statute, regulation that you violated.
Well, and that's the whole point. Like, even under, you know, whether the IRS is legit or not, we all know the stuff about the 16th Amendment, Bill Benson, and more. You know, and all the games played with Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve Act, and, you know, making numerous statutes that do not exist, but making us believe that they do, and under forced voluntary compliance, building common law somehow through oppression and intimidation,
well,
to get people to believe that. Well, there's like laws, you know, the one that they passed about seizing in 1933, gold, silver. It was 4 precious metals, including steel, which goes towards firearms, which is violation of the Second Amendment. 40% of the Americans turned it in, even though that law is unconstitutional.
Not for voluntary compliance.
Well, no. Exactly, but they're not supposed to, because voluntary compliance is supposed to go towards full and informed disclosure. They're not supposed to construct some kind of a program to defraud you of life, liberty, or property. We'll be right back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Eric Schein with Robert Lawrence and Payman Motaheda speaking about Justice and Freedom Conference. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, we're back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Eric Schein. And we've got Payman Motahedah on and also Robert Lawrence. I want to make an important point, though, real quick, and because it goes to constructive fraud, is that you cannot, and that's why they are considered inalienable rights, that you cannot even give up your own constitutional rights and protections, even if you agree to become a slave or indentured servant. You cannot do it. It is breaking the law. So any contract that comes of that is null and void. And they're using programs like even the credit card and banking system, financial system, and insurance. They're using all these programs of constructive fraud. I mean, basically, if you look at the insurance, they're trying to even force upon us the they tried this out in California, too, and this whole program of quote-unquote national health care. They're trying to force us to insure ourselves, literally pretty much as slaves. They're doing it with auto insurance and everything else. And if you think about what it really is, and if auto insurance or even medical insurance went to a public trust, that was a trust that was held by we the people, you know, the government in trust, and it was done at cost, not a profit-making or profit-taking system, it would be a completely different, you know, system than what we have now. But they're using it. It's basically like the mafia, like confidence men. And you cannot give up your, you are not, because, and that's the whole purpose of, you know, quote-unquote being God-given rights, that you do not have the authority to even give up your own rights. You cannot willingly become a slave. It's unconstitutional. You are incapable of making that decision and doing that. And people don't understand that's why these rights are enshrined within our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and more. Because you cannot, as an individual, give them up. there's certain things, certain protections, and they try to get ways around it through these programs of constructive fraud, which to some extent has become this elaborate system of not only the IRS, Social Security Administration, you can go through all the departments and agencies to where our government has become nothing but a bunch of enormous collectives, you know, large communes, even the corporations, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, and more. No corporation or company should be of such a large magnitude that they can lay off, say, 50,000 people and move the jobs overseas with our technology and injure issues of both civil defense and national security, like what is going on right now, which is identical to what went on in World War II or prior to. But let me go ahead and throw it back to Robert and tell us a little bit more about what's going on with you and, you know, not most recently, but a little bit more about the fundamental story.
Okay, well, the fundamental story for me began several years ago, and I won't bore your listeners with rehearsing all that here. But the government became incensed by what I was doing and that I was taking my employer to court for conversion of my wages and turning over a portion of it to the Internal Revenue Service because the agency had told them to collect it zero and single, despite my objections and despite the paperwork that I had filed with the company prior. But, of course, we all understand that, you know, when it comes to the IRS, you know, every employer doesn't want any hassles. They don't want any audits. They don't want all the headaches that come along with actually complying with the law. And so they forced me, you know, and actually even invited a lawsuit from me rather than deal with the agency. So when I fired a lawsuit off at my employer then, of course, the agency came out of the woods with guns blazing and decided they had to silence me. And they came out with an injunction.
Yeah, but you understand, though, that, I mean, to a large extent, that is fascism. When you go up against the corporation and the government steps in on the side of the corporation and they're basically one in the same coming after you as an individual, that is corporatism. That is fascism. That is collectivism.
Well, you know, that's a whole other issue, another discussion. But concerning my situation, I'm just going to give you this for background. What had happened, though, is they immediately went they didn't immediately go, although they came to my house in about March or April of 2000 and had told me that I was the target of a criminal investigation. So they opted to go criminal right out of the hole. So subsequently, they hopscotched process and procedure in my particular case and then had not performed an assessment until...
Did they tell you what the crime was?
Oh, yeah, they said it was tax evasion and willful failure to file. As far as the criminal investigation, they said I was a target of a willful failure to file case. And even at the time, I laughed at them. I said, you can't be serious. And they said, oh, we're quite serious, and you apparently don't understand how serious this is. And I had a really nasty response that I gave back to them. And I said, well, apparently you don't understand. I said, you don't understand how stupid you're sounding. And they kind of looked at each other like, what? You know? And we had more of a dialogue. And as they were leaving, I asked them if they were armed. And they asked yes. And I said, why are you asking that? I said, if it's later found out you're here without a delegation of authority from the Secretary of the Treasury to come here and talk to me on my property, the fact that you're trespassing is a misdemeanor. However, the fact that you're armed while doing that trespass is a felony. Have a nice day, ladies.
And, it sounds real similar to some of the things that went on with Ed and Elaine, right? The Browns?
Yeah, yes. I was just... it's funny that you mentioned him. I just had a discussion with him this morning.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I wasn't holding a standoff. I was just informing them of the fact that, you know, that they may have been committing a crime while on my property. So anyway, they later in... at about March of last year, on my birthday, coincidentally, there was a notice come out in the Peoria Journal Star that I was indicted for tax evasion and willful failure to file. Now, it took them from 2000 to 2005 to come to the conclusion that I was truly guilty and go through all the grand jury process and all that to get me into court. So I had already been in communication prior to that with Oscar Steele and Lindsay Springer and with a couple of other researchers. And we had put together our defense based upon the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995. And let me read you the particular facet which is of that act, which is the most impressive to me that Congress had the foresight to do.
And well, this also goes to the OMB numbers, the control numbers for basically that the government's not supposed to be doing anything unless there's budget and money attached to it, and that they put in the proper requisition for it to carry it out.
Well, there's a little bit more to that than what would meet the eye. The Office of Management and Budget is the one who's been given the authority by Congress to approve all information collections requests used by the government.
Right.
And various agencies, not just IRS, but DEA, FBI, Department of Agriculture, whoever has an information collections request that they have to send to the general public has to go through the clearinghouse process with OMB to get an approved number. And once that number has been approved...
But that approved number, though, is also a line item as to funds. I mean, they're not supposed to just be pulling funds to carry this out without it being signed for and approved.
Not necessarily. There has to be a statutory requirement for the filing of the form. Not necessarily a line item, but a budgetary item. There must be a statutory requirement.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that for them to expend the money and come in after you for prosecution, people have to sign off on this.
Yes.
There's not supposed to be rogue agents out there carrying on this under the color of authority, doing it, pretending that they're, doing this under authority with no actual case being filed, without any money being set for it, that their supervisors don't know about it. There is a system set in place so that rogue prosecutions are not carried on.
That's true.
That's not your situation per se, but I'm just making a point of that.
Even within the IRC, there are provisions to stop agents from doing that.
Right.
And so there is a statutory remedy placed for people such as myself and for others who have been unjustly attacked. Now,
right.
And let me get to the Public Protections Clause, because this is the crux of it and the central focus of this case. And it's found at Title 44 U.S.C. 3512, which says as follows: notwithstanding any other provision of law, no person shall be subject to any penalty for failing to comply with a collection of information that is subject to this subchapter if, 1, the collection of information does not display a valid control number assigned by the director in accordance with this subchapter, or, 2, the agency fails to inform the person who is to respond to the collection of information that such person is not required to respond to the collection of information unless it displays a valid control number. Now, I want to stop right there for just a second. Why would Congress say a valid control number? In the 1980 Act, it said a current control number. And the reason for that was because between 1980 and 1995, Congress had come to the determination that there were invalid numbers out there, even though they had been approved at one point by the Office of Management and Budget. The Office of Management and Budget had seemed to be just rubber stamping things. And the agency, even though they were making material changes on an annual basis, they were making substantive changes, and the laws, of course, were changing, which was requiring other things to be modified within the forms. They were continuing to use the same OMB control number. And according to a case in 1981, the justice in a particular case, which I don't want to disclose all the stuff because a lot of it is going to be repeated at Paymon's conference, is that the justice said the form dies on the end of the calendar year that the form is for. So in other words, let's say you have a form that's for 1980. It dies December 31st of 1980. So that would kind of raise the specter of an ex post facto situation where you're not supposed to file it until April 15th of 1981.
Right.
So the form is
already there. There are ways, statutory and other, to extend that, but it's supposed to go through a process.
Well, that's not according to the justice in that case. The judge said the form died on the calendar of that form. So
right, because they took no further action to extend it beyond that. Like if somebody had gone ahead and put in a waiver for extension of time or a continuance,
that's not what does it. According to the PRA, you must have five things on the face of the form. You must have an approved date, the date the form was approved by OMB. You must have an expiration date. You must have the OMB control number, you must have a mandatory or voluntary statement, and you must have the statutory command which compels the performance. The 1040 has only one of those things, and that's the OMB control number. So because it did not display an expiration date, the justice said it died on the calendar of December 31st, 1980, in that particular form. So from that point forward, 15450074 was invalid. But because PRA case law was not developed after about 82, because people had errantly raised that it was subject to the regulation was subject to the PRA, they also errantly raised the issues of the instruction booklet was subject to the PRA, and the courts ruled against them, saying no.
But they're using one antiquated or outdated control number to apply to all people. Or
yes, to all or to the 1040, all variants of the 1040 now.
But that's like, if you know anything about federal contracting and how the system's supposed to work, mm-hmm. that is just so far out of any realm of reasonableness.
It gets even better than that. This number, which is only by statute supposed to live for 3 years maximum, has been alive now for 26 years. And now in this year, they changed the all 1040 variants used to have their own individual and unique OMB control number, as well as the W-2, W-4, and 1099. Well, without any posting in the Federal Registry, without any request to OMB, without any notification to Congress, by public record documentation anyway, the IRS changed all 1040 variants, W-2, W-4, and 1099, all to the 1040's original 15450074.
Well, you bring up an important point, though, about the Federal Registry that not too many people, or Federal Register that very few people know about, is that it's supposed to take legislative, statute or law, set policy to apply the law and extend it out to all people equally and, under the executive branch. And then it's posted in how they're going to apply the law under the rules and regulations of the various, administrative administrations or agencies or departments under the executive branch. But it's not to, quote-unquote, make law. But what's happening is they are, and not necessarily in this instance, they are using the Federal Register to literally try to make law, and this goes into even the president's signing statements and a bunch of other games that they've been playing for quite a long
time.
Well,
not only that, but they make that claim that that is notice and opportunity. And so that way they're giving the general public notice and opportunity. Like, how many people read the Federal Registry? Come on.
Right.
How many people even
know
that
goes towards, that goes towards rule making, which they're supposed to do, but rule making is supposed to be in keeping with the law.
Yes, but we know.
And the Constitution.
We also know, according to Miranda versus Arizona, that there can be no rulemaking or legislation which will abrogate those inalienable rights.
Exactly.
So it doesn't make any difference what they claim or what they do.
What people don't understand, though, that statutory authority, all statutes, all regulations, all rules are supposed to be in keeping with those fundamental principles,
yes,
as enshrined or framed within the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence.
Well, that is true, but we know that that somebody fell asleep at the wheel where that was concerned.
Well, right. Even if you look at like things like statutes of limitations on many things, because what it does is it actually encourages bigger parties to keep individuals away from the courts as much as possible, and through whatever means, locking them up in a closet so that they can't file in quote unquote a timely fashion. Even though in many cases Congress did not put any statutes of limitations on numerous laws intentionally because they understood that it could, in certain instances, take 10, 15, 20 years for somebody to file a complaint in that regard so that they would not be precluded, just like the Constitution says, from seeking redress.
Well, right.
And
going along with that mindset, the agency in all of its publications, whether it be instruction booklets or anything else, has never addressed the PRA of 1995. They have done everything in their power to hide that. To avoid it. And not only that, but including the IRM, or the Internal Revenue Manual, which is written by the Office of Chief Counsel, it says that each individual collections request is supposed to display a unique control number.
I think they must have learned from Boy Scouts. I was an Eagle Scout, and I learned what was the old saying is never step on anything you can step over and never step over anything you can step around.
There you go. And we know that certain things are full of that stuff too.
Yeah, right.
But We find in Dole versus United Steelworkers that the Supreme Court ruled that all, or that the 1040 specifically, were in tax forms in particular, are information collections requests, because technically they are, the 1040 is not the tax return. Technically, the tax return is the reporting document sent in by the employer, and that was something that I found very interesting when that was discovered. The 1040 is an information collections request to verify the tax return that they already have. And so,
well, what they've done literally is almost like on the antitrust and corporate laws that were intended to limit and preclude the growth of private trust to, you know, such an enormous size. They've taken everything and flipped it, even our external custom laws, and now turned them all against the American people.
Welcome to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, it is. We'll be right back with Payman, Robert Lawrence, and we'll try to bring Mark in this last section, and we may cross over and carry these guys into the second hour. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the zone and host Eric Schein. We've got Payman Motaheda on the program and also Robert Lawrence. And I want to go ahead and bring Mark Anderson in real quick before the end of this hour. You guys can all say hi and everything. And Mark will just check in, let us know he's there. And Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thanks, Mark. Payman? Robert?
Yes,
you guys know Mark.
Yes, Eric, we're here.
Right, and Mark will be at the conference, too, and speaking on, a myriad of things. Most importantly, the Fourth Estate, which is the most important I don't want to call it a tool or instrument or public trust or resource that we all have, because it's all of that and more to not only inform but get the information out to the public. And it sounds like the Fourth Estate has actually shrunk quite a bit, and a lot of it's been sold off to private, even foreign investors. And American Free Press may be one of the last toeholds of a true, you know, I guess a public interest, you know, newspaper or media outlet that's actually out there, like Republic and others, trying to get the word out on what's really going on and explain it, not put all this spin on it or make it about attacks upon the person, you know, attacking the messenger to kill the message, so to speak, which I think all of us have not only experienced but seen across the board that has grown exponentially in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, Mark? Well put.
Payman, Robert, anyone? We got just a couple minutes. Robert, do you want to hang and bleed over into the next show?
And
Payman?
That'll be fine.
That's
okay,
fine.
Payman.
I'll be here.
Okay,
be here.
We'll go ahead and hold all you guys over. We'll. With that said, Mark, let me go ahead and bring you in and introduce you. I've already mentioned, you know, you're a reporter with American Free Press. It's the largest independent weekly paper in America. There's some connections with the Spotlight that was around for quite some time, or?
Well, the American Free Press grew when the Spotlight actually was closed down. The American Free Press was formed in the wake of that around 2001.
Right. And then some of the people or personnel or the mission or any of that carry over into American Free Press, or?
Well, yeah, I think the mission, I'm not absolutely sure on all the personnel. Some of the veteran writers like Jim Tucker carried over. I'm relatively new to the scene in terms of AFP, but yeah, the philosophy, as I understand it, definitely carried over. Just a no-nonsense, straight shooting kind of news style with some pepper in the brew, if you will. You know, not this milk toast that we get in the mainstream press, where all the papers sound the same, read the same. You know, obsessed with sports, obsessed with the weather, obsessed with everything, but getting this country back in order.
It's not even milquetoast. It's almost like Soylent Green, but I won't go there. Jim Tucker, though, you know, he's been out there hunting the Bilderbergs for quite some time and getting out all the information on that. He's kind of like, I'm trying to think, Anthony Hilder, who had, I believe it was as far back as even the 60s, and he was at, I believe, one of Payman's conferences a year or so ago. He broke all the information and has tried to disclose what the Council on Foreign Relations is really all about. So, you know, there's a lot of people. Like, everybody feels kind of like they're alone and they're getting picked apart and picked on. And, you know, some people are ending up in jail and worse. You know, we lost Gary Webb for whatever reason, whether he actually you know, killed himself or not. They basically drove him to that point if he did, and there's no excuse for what happened, and we need to make sure that that happens a lot less and that we start to circle the wagons around our fellow Americans and patriots and citizens of the world that are out there that are fighting the same thing in their own countries. We'll be right back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and now we've got on the line Payman Motejeda, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson, 800-313-9443. And we'll be coming back in the top of the first hour with Mark Anderson and Payman and Robert.